And welcome back. George Norrie with you. Dr. Joel Wallach with us. We'll get to your calls as well. Doc, listening to that message about how to dispense of prescription drugs, and I've noticed there's just like an epidemic of use for anxiety medicine. And I'm told, and I've seen some of your products that are natural to help reduce stress. That's so important, isn't it?
Well, absolutely. Of course, you know, the neurological system, the brain, the 12 pairs of cranial nerves, the spinal cord, do massive amount of work. They require a massive amount of nutrition. They're very sensitive to pollutants and toxins of all kinds. Excuse me. We have what we call the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, the de-stress capsules and so forth. And we take people with Parkinson's disease, MS, Lou Gehrig's disease, Huntington's disease, autism, depression, manic depression, bipolar disease, PTSD, suicidal behavior, people who, if you don't restrain them, they're going to be involved in domestic violence, child abuse, and even worse, they'll become mass shooters and so forth. It's not the guns. It's actually a deficiency of a single nutrient. This is written up by my chemistry professor, Dr. Gerhard Schrauser. I did a lot of the actual bench research work for him, but he published this in 1978, and it's on page 97 of my book, Rare Earths Forbidden Cures. It goes into all this detail, how this one nutritional deficiency. We looked at 27 counties in Texas that were joining each other, George. This is published.
Yeah.
On page 97 of that book, Rare Earths Forbidden Cures. And so these 27 counties in Texas, they joined each other, they butted each other, next-door neighbors. Half of them had the highest rate of suicide, mass murders, gun shootings.
My God.
Of any place in the world. The other half had none.
Now,
these
none?
Are counties that had joined each other. 27 counties in Texas. So we looked at the water system, the county water systems, and the counties that had the highest rate of all these terrible behaviors had very little of a one particular nutrient, and the counties that had none of these issues, next-door neighbors, had none of the issues in their county water, and they had tons. They had the highest rate of this nutrient.
Now, this nutrient... How could they separate it? How could they separate it that way so close?
Well, they didn't separate it. It was just natural because the water comes from different wells.
It's got to be lithium.
Well, yeah. Now, here's the deal. Our goal is to get lithium put in the water supply of every county in America, and every bottle of water that is put together, well, you know, whether it's distilled or mineral water, whatever, is going to have this nutrient put into it at treatment levels, just like they put fluoride in water to prevent cavities in kids' teeth. But people would go drink bottled water, and they didn't drink the community water because some person told, you know, that they're putting fluorine.
Well, I'd rather have lithium in my water than fluoride, that's for sure.
But at any rate, we will eliminate all these mass murders. See, it's not the gun. One of the worst mass murders was just found last month. Okay?
Yeah.
Dr. Ulrich George Klopfer. He died at 70 years of age. His family, when they buried him, they went to his house to, you know, divide up the furniture and the pots and pans and cars and things. And they found the medically embalmed remains of 2,400 people.
Jeez. What's happening to people?
Well, he's deficient. He was deficient in this nutrient, and he was saving each of these bodies as a trophy. Just like in 1891 to 1895, there was a medical doctor from Chicago called Herman Mudgett, and he was hanged in 1895 because they had confirmed that he had killed, barbecued, and ate 200 of his patients.
Oh, my God.
He killed another 100 patients, which he didn't eat, so he killed 300 patients, and his weapon was anesthesia.
Yep, that's he would put like ether on people and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.